D'Angelo and Miles Strong. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercy!
Well, hello there. Miles, how you doing, man?
They're coming for me.
They're coming for me too, man. So we gotta get our crap together. We gotta do something, man. So, you know what it means, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for us to sit down and debate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Versus. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. Miles, how you feeling, man?
Well, I'm not as sick anymore. That's pretty cool.
Well, we don't have a topic.
Well,
we don't have one topic.
We have many topics.
Something that we did last week was we kind of just rapid fire went through a bunch of topics, just as many as we could get out in our time frame, and it seemed to go pretty well.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
It was very fun. So we're gonna do that again.
Can we extend it to 2 minutes this time?
You want to extend it to two? Yeah. How about a minute 30?
No, I think 2 minutes is better.
Flip a coin.
Okay.
Heads, minute 30.
Flip a coin. It is tails.
All right. 2 minutes it is.
I win.
Well, so, the way that this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen, is we are going to keep going through debate topics that I just find, and we're going to talk for 2 minutes on each. Whoever wins the most arguments at the end of this is going to be, like, the winner of the episode.
Even though there's not really a way
to judge. We only have two people in the studio, and we are both biased towards ourselves.
Indeed, yeah.
But we also have the problem where we could agree on something.
Yeah, that did happen a couple times.
So if we agree, we just move on to the next question without wasting any time.
Yeah.
So 2 minutes per topic. We just go right through them, just one after the other, as fast as we can. So, Miles, are you ready?
I've got the timer set.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting something. I was about to pull up the topic, but the first one was human sacrifice a good thing? And I was like, I can't.
I don't think so.
This is like, should we be allowed to clone people?
If people, for the sacrifice thing, if people died, I think it's an automatic no. It's a good thing.
All right. Topic one. Should we be allowed to clone people?
No.
Next topic. Can I find... What? Okay. What? Where am I getting these?
We are off to
a hot start. Can hipsters save the world?
Yes, absolutely they can.
Are you kidding
me? No, they cannot.
How?
Unfortunately. How do hipsters save the world in the first place?
Where am I finding these things? Students should be allowed to wear pajamas to class.
They already do.
We do anyways.
Yeah.
Why not? Schools should teach basic survival skills.
Honestly?
Yes.
Yes. For sure. Yeah.
That should absolutely happen. We can't talk about these. Hold on. Where am I going for these? Like, I found, like, the wrong website for this. This is not the right website to get my topics from. We're off to a bad start. Okay, here we go.
Actually, I think we're off to a pretty entertaining start.
Entertaining start.
These are great.
But not good. What is a green belt? What? No. Wait. Are NFTs good for art? No.
No, they are not. They're terrible for the environment. They're terrible for art. They're just pictures.
Are podcasts better than radio? We do both.
Yeah, we do both. No. I'm still going to say no.
No. Are professional athletes paid too much?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, comparatively to what the leagues are making.
Oh yeah.
I think they're paid fairly.
Are social media influencers legitimate celebrities? No.
I mean, it kind of just depends on the person. Because if it's like a Mr. Beast. Oh, wait, hold on.
He's absolutely a celebrity.
I think this is one where we set the timer.
Start it.
All right, you can go first.
Mr. Beast counts as a celebrity for sure. But I don't think we can count like any Instagram personality with like a million followers as a celebrity. They're a niche micro celebrity. That's not really making them a famous person if only a million people have ever heard of them. In a world where 8 billion people exist, that's literally less than 1/1000th of the percentage of, like, the world. Mr. Beast is different, though.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like there's a lot more influencers now that where it's, you could look at them and be like, oh, that's a celebrity. Like, they've been on mainstream media. And, you know, like, your grandma's at least heard the name before, even if she doesn't follow or, like, know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, there could be some million follower accounts like that where it's like, well, you know, I haven't really, like, I know who this person is. I don't know what they do, but I've heard of them. Like, it's kind of like Al Gore. You know, like, I don't know who that dude is. Like, I know who, like...
Dude, he was vice president.
Like, I know who he is, but I don't know, like, what he did, you know?
He was the vice president!
Okay, maybe Al Gore was a bad example.
Yeah, you think he was.
Well, I couldn't tell you a thing about Al Gore, but, like, I know who he is, you know? And don't you dare say he was the vice president, because I know that. He ran for president and lost... in 2004. But I think that there's just a lot of smaller accounts like that. Or, like, smaller comparatively to 8 billion people.
I think it's been 2 minutes.
No, it's been 1 minute 45 seconds. To where, you know, you could classify them as a celebrity even if not everyone knows who they are, you know? Like, I think the term celebrity is just very...
umbrella term.
Yeah.
I don't like using that word as for, like, for somebody, like, who's a niche TikTok star.
Like, Bryce Hall. Like, Bryce no one Hall, knows yeah. who that dude
That's
is.
That's not a celebrity. That's a guy. That's, with too much money for his own good.
That is just a dude.
Ahem. Next topic. Can art be objectively bad?
Yes. Absolutely yes.
Yes. Question like, two. Can food be art? Yes. Art is subjective.
Part of me wants to say yes, and part of me wants to say no. So I'm just going to say no, so we have something to debate about.
Start it.
All right.
Food can be art, because art is literally just expression. It is just like, hey, I want to make something that represents something. Have you ever seen the movie The Menu?
Yes, of course.
There you go. That's it. Just watch that movie. Food can be art because art is literally just like, okay, how do I make one thing represent another thing? So you could literally just like make a pizza and it could be considered art if it was good enough pizza.
Well, but...
It's the same way that music is art.
Yeah, but...
you're creating a thing.
But music and art, you know, like sculptures and paintings and NFTs.
NFTs do not count.
They don't count.
Do not group NFTs in the same bundle as pepperoni pizza. Outrageous. You should be ashamed
of
yourself.
They're not even on the same they're not on the same echelon.
You should be ashamed for even suggesting that.
No, but I think that art has to be something that lasts. And when it comes to food, like, you know, it gets rotten and moldy and all this other stuff. Like, unless you close it in epoxy, which, like, makes it more of a sculpture because it's in something that preserves it.
Sculpting is carving something out, not encasing something in something. Then it's a cast.
Then whatever a cast is. But I don't know. I just don't think that food, like there could be, like, pretty looking food, but I wouldn't consider it art, you know? Because for me, art is something that lasts. something that people know for generations, like the Mona Lisa or, you know, the Sistine Chapel or any of that other stuff. So I don't know. I just don't think that food has the shelf life to be considered art, if that makes sense.
Hmm. I think it's just like...
Time up!
All right, well, never mind. Okay. Next topic. I gotta look. Smartphones make us less smart? No.
Do smartphones make people less smart?
No.
I think the internet makes people less smart.
But not the phone.
Not the phone itself. Exactly. No, but the internet definitely does.
So the answer, no.
No, yeah.
Do people need friends to be happy? No.
I mean, no. If you're happy with who you are as a person. I know people that are,
like, plenty happy just being nobody. Just sitting alone.
I'm plenty happy sitting in my room playing God of War. You know?
Do movie studios make too many reboots and sequels?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
There are
sure.
so many other things you can do. Why make the same thing again? It's just like, why? Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. No.
It's should a travesty to humanity.
Never should have happened. I don't know what the Hawaiians were thinking. Bad idea. Have mobile phones improved people's lives? Yes.
I mean, yes and no.
Everything is more convenient now.
You know, yes and no, because it goes back to the internet makes people, you know. Because there have been so many things on the internet where I just look at that and I'm like, where are you getting this from?
I think, like,
you know?
As a collective, I think, yes, it was a good thing.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Is graffiti art? Yes.
Yeah, because that's something, because once again, that's something that, I mean, that's something that'll last.
Yeah.
And just, you know, stay there forever unless someone paints over
unless
it.
Unless someone
like,
paints over it, but then we'll just have Banksy come and redo it.
But, like, you know, someone can paint over the Mona Lisa, too, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like graffiti is just art that's put up in a place where you're not usually allowed to put art.
Yeah.
But also, there's a difference between graffiti and vandalizing.
Yes, those are two different things. Because vandalism is a crime.
Yes.
And graffiti is, like, legit a type of art.
Well, graffiti is also a misdemeanor. But, like, if you're not allowed to do it there, but it's, like, it's made to look nice.
Yeah, but, like, there will also be, like, graffiti murals in that art style where I look at it and I'm just like, wow, that is really good. Yeah. And, like, if that's, like, allowed, then that's definitely, for sure, an art style, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is space infinite?
I mean,
probably
not infinite, but definitely too vast to where anyone could make it to the edge of space, you know?
Well, yeah, because, like, here's my thing, then. How would you know if it was infinite? You could just keep going forever, but eventually you might hit the edge.
Yeah, maybe.
But how would you know when you hit it? You wouldn't live long enough to make it.
I don't know. They'll probably find something to figure that out.
Takes billions of years to travel, even at the speed of light, to travel from one star to another.
Uh-huh.
At the speed of light, which is unhinged. Even if we figured out light speed travel, takes 500 years to get from one place to another.
Yeah.
It's like, so how are we going to know what the edge of the universe looks like? And even then, I think it's scarier if there is limited universe. Because that means you can actually, like, touch the end of space.
Yes.
Little frightening.
A little bit, yeah.
Because, like, what do you do after that?
It's just...
Cthulhu? Maybe?
It's existential horror.
Yeah. That's why I love H.P. Lovecraft's books so much, but not so much the guy, because he did...
Very bad things.
Yeah, some stuff. Next topic, is working from home a good thing? Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Why? Start the timer.
Because you lose... Because I'm going to use game development as something, mm-hmm. as an example. someone that made The Last of Us Part 2, which released when, you know, COVID was going on and everything. So it was finishing up development in like February, January-ish stuff. So they were doing like final touches and they all had to work from home because of COVID. They said that like a simple change in their program, usually like if you're in an office, takes like, you know, 20 minutes, an hour,
mm-hmm.
would take like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I don't know. And then you have to line up schedules for people's meeting time instead of just, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Like, just pull you into an office.
Mm.
And I don't know. I just think you lose a lot of... I just think you lose so much... efficiency.
I think working from home is good because it's the thing where you have, like, that... That face-to-face connection, obviously, is, like, a little rough. But, again, you're working from home. You have immediate access to anybody else that is working on the project at a time. You still have that same window you're supposed to work during, right?
Yeah.
So you can always just, like, hey, man, hop on call real quick. Need help with something. And then they do. It's their job to do it, right?
Yeah.
And even then, there's also the thing now where you can, like, share your screen over the call as well so they can look actively at the code. Figure out what's going wrong there. You have multiple brains working on it. And of course, obviously, the one thing that every game developer must have, the rubber duck. You don't know about the rubber duck.
I don't know about the rubber duck.
Oh, he doesn't know about the rubber duck. I'll tell you about the rubber duck. Because it's done with debate. The rubber duck is something that every programmer has. They will explain their code to the rubber duck out loud. They will explain what they want it to do what they do so that they can hear themselves say it out loud to the rubber duck.
Just in case there needs to be a problem to be fixed.
And it helps them understand what's going wrong with the code.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, now you do, because the rubber duck method works. I use a rubber duck.
Rubber ducks are the reason we have video games. So.
I use a rubber duck when I make, like, music. I'm just like, why is my automation not working? Why isn't my sound doing this thing? And then it works. It's not an actual duck. It's a Lego rocket ship. But the rubber duck is basically just like the stand-in for a coworker that doesn't understand what you're talking about. Next topic. Should everyone be vegetarian?
No. Absolutely not.
Should everyone get a day off work for their birthday?
No.
It's just like come on, man. You can call off. It's not. It shouldn't be like a required thing.
It should not be a legal thing.
Yeah, like you can work
you
on your
must
birthday.
Give them a day off for their birthday.
Should everyone get participation awards?
No.
Next topic. Should famous artworks have high price tags?
Yes.
No.
What?
I don't think so. Like, because here's the thing. Giving a giant price tag to a famous artwork like that just for being, like, you know, old.
Yeah.
Feels bad. Because here's the thing, right? The artists, when they were alive, never made money off of that work. It's someone else. For me, it's like someone else is profiting off of somebody else's work that they never were able to sell. Think Van Gogh, for example, right? Van Gogh spent his entire life painting and whatnot, and he died having never sold a painting.
Yeah.
And then now his paintings are selling for millions upon millions of dollars, and it's like, well, come on, man. Like, you couldn't do that while he was alive? And especially now, considering there are so many good artists now that don't get any recognition, even when they're, like, leagues above. It's like slapping $1 million price tag on a canvas just because it's old. Just feels bad.
But, I mean, with vintage stuff, though, and, you know, ancient stuff, like, if you're talking, like, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Old stuff costs more because it's been kept in such a good condition for such a long period of time, and it's a part of history, you know?
I think they should cap that.
They should have a cap?
Well, here's the thing. If you want to protect history, don't make something so valuable, right? Like, if you want it to be just like, just make it like... Now, I understand that value is in the eye of the beholder and all that, right? But do you know how you prevent art thefts? By making the art cheap.
But, I mean, how many art thefts really happen? Because a lot, actually. Because a lot of the big ones have to be, you know, on public auction, and you can't just, you know, whatever. All right, exactly. Time up.
I mean, Banksy had the right idea.
Just put it on a wall.
No, somebody sold his Girl with a Red Balloon artwork.
Yeah.
When it was in frame, and then the second the gavel hit the podium, it started shredding the painting. He's just like, no, you don't get to buy my artwork.
Oh, okay.
So it was good. All right, let's find another one. See what we got. I gotta keep looking. I need to find something. Should government subsidize professional sports? No.
No. That is a private organization. No.
Should hard fouls in sports be considered felonies?
I mean...
No.
If it seriously hurts someone, then possibly.
But, like, could you imagine you are under arrest on one count of red card?
Well, I mean, if it really hurts someone, then that, I mean, maybe could be considered assault, but no.
What is this? Should kids be allowed to eat ketchup? Yes?
No.
No.
You know what? I say no, because ketchup sucks.
You deserve the death penalties. No. Ketchup is great. Ketchup is a fantastic topping for anything. You can eat ketchup on anything. Eggs? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't, but you can.
I know. You're allowed to, but...
Gross. You should feel ashamed. There is nothing left for you.
I hate ketchup. I hate ketchup.
I hate you.
Oh, okay.
Should ask Brody to be my co-host. I'm kidding. Should kids have to earn pocket money? Yes.
I mean, isn't that how...
That's how chores work.
That's how...
And allowances work.
That's how economy works. Yeah. Just in general.
Let me see. Come on.
They're coming. Please.
Should online gambling be legal?
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it should be.
All right.
Because it just makes it easier for people with a gambling addiction trying to recover from it to get access to that.
I mean, not really, because it's the same as, I mean, easier, yes, but an addict is going to find a way no matter what. So even if it was illegal, they still would find some, you know, or they would go to a casino or find some, like, secret online gambling ring.
But here's
like,
what I want to know. Like, sports betting is legal.
Yeah.
Betting on sports online is legal.
Yeah.
But regular gambling isn't.
Yeah.
Well, because here's the thing. That's betting on random chance rather than things that can be, like,
you know,
determined.
Yeah, like, you could be good at poker. You can't be good at sports betting because it's so...
You can be analytical with sports betting.
But it doesn't mean you're going to win.
Doesn't mean you're going to win. There's always, like, it's like me personally. I look at whatever's fastest and I bet on whoever's slowest. Because I don't bet on who's going to win. I'm going to bet on who's going to lose.
That is actually so funny.
Gives me more chance. Legally, I'm not allowed to bet. Doesn't stop me.
That's the problem, is that...
I made $50 on the death of the Queen of England.
And that's the problem, is that making... Wait, what?
I'll talk about that after this.
That's actually really funny.
It is kind of funny. Morbid, but funny.
But that's the thing, because making something illegal... Doesn't stop it, and that's what I've always. Yeah,
that's what happened with prohibition.
Yeah, like
that's what happened with drug.
Like that's why I've like when it's like, oh, we're talking about making this very legal thing illegal. I'm like, why? It's not going to stop anything.
It's going to make it worse, actually.
Yeah, like I don't know. Sometimes there's some things where I'm like, I don't know if it's easier and safer to do it legally than just do it that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. So, yeah. I mean, gambling should be legal online.
Also, yeah, I did, in fact, make $50 off of the Queen of England.
Was it, like, a certain time frame?
The day the Queen of England died, September 8th, 2022. I remember it like it was yesterday. So
me
much
too.
So
my
that
friends
I memorized.
Celebrated.
So much so that I memorized the date. Anyways, it was lunchtime, and we had just gotten a news report that the Queen of England had been hospitalized.
And now, you bet on whether she was going to die
or
not?
Hold, please. Hold, please. My friend and I were kind of laughing at the whole thing, and I was just like, "It's not gonna happen anymore." It's like she's. He was like, she's going to live, man. She's lived through so much at this point. It's like,
I mean,
impossible.
That's true, though.
Yeah. So I told him, I bet you $50 that if she is still alive by next week, I will give you $50. But if she's not, I get $50. And he said, I'll take that bet.
She died that day.
She died 2 hours later.
That is not funny.
It was, because the second it was announced on TV, he called me while I was in health class, and he said, no, not happening.
I'm not giving you
$50. He spent many more expletives than I'm allowed to say. The gist of it was, no, I'm not paying you for that. Spoiler alert, he did in fact pay me for that, because I had it in writing that he agreed to it. His writing on paper. Let's find another topic other than the Queen of England. Should Pluto be considered a planet?
Absolutely.
Yes. I want my boy back. He may be on a different orbit, but listen, man, that's a dude in the solar system.
Yes. Absolutely.
Dwarf planet. Nuh-uh. Regular planet, just a little itty bitty. Should school start later in the day? No.
Yes.
No. I don't think so. Start the timer. School needs to start early in the morning, because that leaves so much time at the end of the day for activity.
I mean, yeah.
Putting something in the middle of the day always makes it more inconveniencing.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it should be middle of the day. I think school should start when we get back to school from Area 31. So around 10:30.
I do not think so.
That way you're
I think that's a bad move.
You're done at 5, or for me it would be 5:05. You're done at 5:05. You get back or you have the rest of the evening. May not be the afternoon, but you still have the entire evening to do whatever your heart desires.
The entire evening being 5 hours.
Yeah.
I think it should start
5 hours
as early as it does.
I would sacrifice,
if not earlier.
I would sacrifice 3 hours of I would sacrifice 3 hours of free time for 3 hours of sleep, and I don't think that that's crazy.
See, here's what I do. I pulled the phone off of the thing on accident.
That's how heated you are about this.
Yeah, I'm so heated about this. Listen.
That's why he's yelling right now.
I get up early. I got up early. I've kind of stopped recently. I'm a little bit of an insomniac. I don't know if you knew this information.
Me too, a little bit.
I don't sleep very well very often. So, when I do get up early, though, it gets me up fast. Being up early means that I have time after school to nap a little bit if I need to, right?
Yeah.
I would rather be up earlier in the morning and have more time after than be up later and have less time after.
I disagree, because sleep good.
Sleep
better than
free
time. Anyways,
sleep is
time up.
Sleep is for the weak. I am not weak. I am small, but I am not weak. I can lift 130 pounds. That's it. I could probably lift more. I just haven't tried in a while. Next topic. Should scientists create synthetic life forms?
No.
Yes.
No.
That'd be so funny. Are you kidding me?
No.
Could you imagine making an animal?
No.
That'd be hilarious.
So yes to synthetic life forms and no to cloning people.
Well, people are different. People are sentient. That's making a second human. Creating a different creature? That's absolutely hilarious.
Have you ever seen Venom?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is not a good thing.
That is absolutely hype, dude. Are you kidding me? No. I would love a Venom symbiote.
No.
We're not going to get anywhere with this.
No, we are not going anywhere with this.
Shit. Should toy stores be separated by gender?
That question baffles me. I'm going to be completely honest. They're children. No.
No. No. Girls can like Batman, dudes can like Barbie. I'm one of those.
If you're telling me, and every dude who's listening can attest to this, if you can't admit to yourself that you like Barbie in A Mermaid's Tale, then you are uncomfortable with your masculinity.
Exactly.
That is what I'm saying.
Exactly. It's great. Should there be a tax on junk food?
No.
No.
It's food.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, kind of. But it's food. You know?
Should there be age restrictions on viewing certain art? Absolutely. Certain is in quotes in the document.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Should there be trigger warnings in school? No.
Define trigger warning in schools.
That's it. That's all it says.
Oh.
Do you know what a trigger warning is?
Yeah, it's like, you know.
It's like letting you know something's coming
warning,
up.
Something's happening.
So like, you're going to school. You're going to be learning either way. If you're uncomfortable with it, you're learning something.
It's like if you're in history class, it's like, trigger warning, we're going to be talking about the Holocaust today. It's like,
it's like, trigger warning, that, slavery.
Well, that
it's
makes like, me yeah. uncomfortable. And it's like, well,
too
it's
bad.
Part of
it's
the
history.
Curriculum.
You're learning. Exactly. Yeah, like, that's like, no trigger warnings for that. This is history. It's important. You need to learn it.
Because making it, if it's uncomfortable for you, that's a good thing because that means we know what not to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, because, you know, obviously, Holocaust, not good.
Yeah. Should video games have loot boxes?
No.
No.
They're illegal now.
They are illegal now.
Because it's gambling for children.
It is gambling for children. You're not allowed to do that now. Should video games be considered art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Some games, no. But a lot of them, yes.
The indie, Gollum game?
Okay. So, no. No. Indie games. There's a lot of indie games are like, absolutely. Have you ever played Celeste?
Mm-mm.
Celeste is a Metroidvania climbing game. And it is the most beautiful piece of pixel art you will ever see. It is gorgeous. Or something like Firewatch. Just like the most beautiful thing you will ever look at.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang. I just walk around. This is like Walking Simulator 2019, but like it looks so good.
Yeah, but like for because art, you know, it lasts, it's and subjective. it's like a story, and it's like or like because you know stories are art, and
anything can be art if you pay somebody enough.
I mean that's true, but like Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of the greatest pieces of fiction writing. Ever
yep.
in anything. So, absolutely, video games should be considered art.
There we go. Should we put weapons in space? Yes, I think it would be funny.
So, making something funny doesn't mean it's practical, but I'm still going to say yes.
You ever heard of Rods of God?
I can't say I have, no.
Okay, I'm gonna educate you on something really funny. Something
educate?
In a The 1940s, when we had kind of, like, started getting with, like, rockets and, like, putting things up there, right?
Yeah.
When we had started going to space. We hadn't touched the moon yet, but we started going to space.
Oh, no, I did.
Sure, buddy.
I was up there. Yeah.
Sure, buddy. Around the time, like, the Cold War starting, the U.S. government had an idea. Orbital weapons.
It's like Star Wars.
Putting a thing up in space that could target something from anywhere in the world. One of their ideas I kid you not, was to strap tungsten rods the size of telephone poles to a satellite and then drop them. And that's it. It was the first recorded instance of a kinetic weapon being designed. It is designed to do... Now, here's the thing. It's a tungsten rod being launched from a satellite from orbit down towards the surface, which could do a crap ton of damage if it could aim. But here's the problem.
It could not aim.
You cannot aim a cylinder. It has no point. It was not aerodynamic. It was a cylinder. Because they found out if you put a point on it to make it aerodynamic, or if you added fins to it to, like, steer it, it wouldn't hit hard enough to warrant putting a telephone pole-sized tungsten rod in space.
I feel like this was very poorly planned.
It was, but it's really funny because it was an officially planned government weapon, like an actual government program to put tungsten rods the size of telephone poles...
Oh my God.
In space to drop on Russia.
That's redonkulous.
Here's the thing. If they could figure out how to aim it, it would have worked. It would have done almost as... it would have done almost as much damage to a given, like, area as, like, Little Boy.
Yeah.
It's like, it would have been powerful. But they can't aim it. So they can't steer it straight down... Which means it will undoubtedly land softer. And it will basically just like, eh, you can break like a building, sure. But that's it. And that's what Rods of God are. And I love them. They are my spirit animal. Next topic.
Anyways.
What are you looking at, Brody? What are you staring at? Why not? You want me to turn on your mic?
Hi, Brody.
Turn it on, Brody. I've turned you on. You're live. All right, he's off. Never mind then.
All right, we probably have time for one more.
Yeah, one more. Let me find it. Yeah. Come on. Where is it? There's nothing good. These are all just like, who is Nebuchadnezzar? Don't know. I don't need this. Was the American Revolution justified? Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Was the Industrial Revolution good for society? Yes.
Yeah.
Was the United States wrong to drop atomic bombs on Japan?
I don't think we should delve into that. Not
nope,
gonna lie.
We're going to move on past that. What are these? What is the best way to break up with somebody? I don't know. Not text.
That's not
moving on.
It's not a debate.
It's not a debate. This is just like, these are just like, what was the main cause of World War One? I don't know, man. Probably killing the Duke of Austria. That may have been the big part of it. What's better, Lego or Minecraft? They're two totally different things.
I would go Lego.
I would go Minecraft.
I would go Lego.
I'm not gonna debate over that one though.
Neither am I.
Come on. Give me something. Would it be good to be an astronaut? It'd be cool.
Would be cool.
I think that's all we can do. Wow, these were like awful. I have to find another one. You know what? Random debate topic generator. Let's see what this gives me. This could give me something like weird, but we're going to find out. Oh my God, there's so many ads. Stop. Why are you like this? No. Stop. Please. Okay, here we go. All right. The voting age should be lowered to 12.
Absolutely not.
No. Books are better than movies. Sometimes.
I would say no.
I would say sometimes. Sometimes no. Sometimes yes. got it again. Why are these like the same three topics? Aliens are real. Yes.
Yeah.
Students should have school uniforms. No. Teachers should be replaced by computers.
No.
Cereal is a soup.
Yes.
Yes.
Women I think I said no to that one.
You did last time, but clearly you've like changed your mind.
I just don't know what I said.
Is the lion the true king of the jungle?
No, there is no true king of the jungle.
Lions live in the desert and the Sahara. They do not live in the jungle.
They live in the savannas. They don't live... I don't think we're going to find one more.
We're not going to find one more. I can look. We can see.
No, because it's 2 minutes now. We've got 1 minute left.
Oh, well, you know what? Works for me. Yeah. I think we've had a fun topic today. We've had a fun couple group of topics.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some conversations. You've learned about some fun things.
And that's all that matters, is that we learn.
We are an educational show here, versus...
Well, debatable, but...
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point, man. But you learn new things, like how I officiated Mothman's wedding.
That's true. I did know that, figured it out.
You know, a whole lot of stuff happens. We learn new things here. We tell you new things here. And one thing that we never do is lie.
That's true.
We always tell the truth on Versus.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Mothman is in your home.
Guys, The Rock is coming back to WWE today.
Oh, that should have been what we talked about, man.
And that's where I'm ending it off.
Yeah, that's where we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Versus. I have been your host, Kieran Sandulo. He has been Miles Sprong.
They're
Miles,
still coming for me.
Do you have anything left to say?
If The Rock is just on SmackDown to announce WrestleMania 42's location, I think I'm going to leave.
Well, you know what? Fair enough, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. I've been Kieran Sandulo. He's been Miles Sprung. There are bugs under my skin. They're coming for me. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.